Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
We've been looking at a number of governors who are going to be sworn in, sometimes for the first time, sometimes for the second time, this week. And let's move to Florida. Rick Scott will be formally inaugurated as the governor of that state in just a few hours. The Republican governor-elect is the former head of the Columbia Hospital Corporation. It's one of the world's largest healthcare providers. And when he announced his intention to run for governor in 2010, he was legitimately an outsider, a rare bird in politics, someone who really had not been in politics before. So what does that mean in terms of looking ahead to his role as governor of Florida? I don't know, but maybe Sergio Bustos does. He's the state politics editor at the Miami Herald. Good morning again, Sergio.
Good morning, Celeste.
And Happy New Year to you. So let's talk about Rick Scott. First, you know, we're including him as one of the governors we really need to kind of look at on the national stage. Do you think that's fair? I mean, do you feel like Rick Scott is going to play a role?
No, he's the perfect candidate to look for what people didn't want in November, in terms of they wanted to get rid of the old politician and bring in someone fresh, a new face. And if anything, Rick Scott's a new face. He's a political newcomer, and he really is what voters wanted, good and bad.
All right, so let's talk about the good and the bad. They wanted someone who was outside the system and therefore not corrupt by the political machine, right? And they're getting that.
Check. Although he comes with the baggage of Columbia HCA, where his company was fined $1.7 billion back in the 90s.
For Medicaid fraud.
Exactly, for Medicaid fraud, Medicare fraud.
All right, but the bad is that very often newcomers who are outside the system can't affect political change. They don't have the sort of ties that they need, the contacts, and maybe the sway to get things done.
True. In this case, he comes in with a CEO mentality. I mean, he wants to get things done. He wants to bring jobs back to Florida. He wants to get the economy rolling again. In fact, his campaign slogan was, "Let's get to work." And he won on that. And but, again, a CEO mentality is not one of compromise. And that's something he's going to have to learn as he moves into office.
I'm just wondering, Sergio, if this is the Schwarzenegger scenario where a high-profile individual comes in and just gets pecked to death by the pre-existing Florida machine. Describe the machine that he's going to have to work with. Where does the legislature stand? And, you know, how have people like Jeb Bush dealt with this in the past?
Yeah, I think more of the example is Jesse Ventura. I mean, he comes in as the true outsider wanting to change things, but then he runs up against old-fashioned politics. Now, to Rick Scott's favor, he's got a Republican-dominated legislature with what they call a supermajority. So he's got them in his camp. But these are the same people that actually fought against him in a very bitter primary with an old-fashioned politician named Bill McCollum. So how they get along is going to be a watch-and-see kind of situation. But he does have a Republican-dominated legislature to go with him.
All right, but let's say, for example, that he's able to get things done, that the Republicans all fall in line and he gets things through Congress, that he creates his educational voucher system that he talks about, that he revamps the state pension system as he's promised to do. Does then Rick Scott become the new sort of vanguard for the Republican Party?
Well, that's why everyone needs to keep an eye on him, because if he succeeds, and everyone wants him to succeed, and he turns around the economy of a state like Florida, I mean, who knows what that'll spell for 2012, but it'll be very favorable. And then you'll suddenly see all these Republican candidates for president running to his side come, maybe as early as in a couple months.
You know, Sergio, demographically speaking, education seems a curious issue for Florida with such a large elderly population. And this is not the state that's going to jump into the repeal Obamacare camp, is it? These are people that, you know, are on Medicare, a lot of them.
Yeah, it's a curious issue in that sense. But again, Florida's changing; the demographics are changing. You've got a, you know, you've got really what in essence here is a large country, and education's a very hot topic among voters here. It's been for many years, but again, the economy is the one that's really going to sway folks one way or another. And let me just tell you, he's got a long way to go because 1 in 3 Florida voters don't like him already.
Wow.
And he's not even been sworn in.
Well, let's talk about what kind of Republican Rick Scott is. You've already mentioned that the established Republican Party in Florida was very much against him as he ran for governor. And so why is that? Does he hold some opinions? Does he come in as somebody who's going to overturn sort of the Republican mainstay platform?
I believe so, in a lot of ways. I mean, they don't know who he is. I mean, remember, he came onto the scene not even a year ago and plopped down $60 million in campaign ads.
Of his own money.
Of his own money. And essentially won his way into the office. And the timing was just perfect for him because of the mood of the country. But there was one pundit who said he's probably the best example of how desperate people were to not vote for Democrats. So his timing was perfect.
All right. But he rode this wave of anti-incumbent fever all the way into the governor's office. And yet, as we've said before, in order to get something accomplished in the governor's office, you do have to establish some relationships and make some compromises. So which party do you think that Rick Scott is going to end up making compromises with? Is it the Republicans or is it the Democrats?
It's going to be his own. It's definitely going to be his own party because they're in charge of the House and Senate. And he did go around in these weeks between the election and today. He went around the state meeting with every lawmaker in the state, both Democrat and Republican, as almost like a get-to-know-you, a listening tour, if you will. And he's trying to reach out to them to figure out, okay, where do we stand? But I think it's all going to come out in these next few months, especially when legislature meets, as to what he can get done. But again, his agenda is ambitious and some would even call revolutionary in some ways because he really wants to completely reform state government.
Well, for the sake of you and the others of Florida, I hope he's successful, but let's say he's not. Is that the end of it? Does the Florida then swing back towards the established parties?
I would think so, or they look to somebody else that can show them the way.
And that
but it would be the end of Rick Scott.
That could happen before 2012, conceivably.
Oh, yes. So we'll keep an eye on it.
Sergio Bustos is a state politics editor at the Miami Herald. He's talking about the new Republican governor-elect in Florida, Rick Scott. He will be formally inaugurated in just a few hours' time. Thanks so much, Sergio.
Thank you.